RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I found female alumni of Baylor University who are staunch defenders of Art Briles and Kenneth Starr, for that matter. Chicks were basically saying it's a bunch of speculation. There's no hard evidence yet. Do you think those girls just made that up?
You're going to defend the fact that, I mean, this guy rescued your football program, so until he gets nailed, you're going to defend it till the very end. These will be the same people saying, oh, I'm so disappointed, what a horrible human being, if it ever comes to that.
If you just watch this series, I told you, hey, the MVP of the league is in this series. Is there any doubt that you would think it was Russell Westbrook? You're definitely not jumping to the conclusion that Steph Curry's the best player in the world.
I'm going to give the Thunder defense credit for what they're doing with him, too. They're making it very difficult on him. That Thunder small lineup has worked really well. The way they handled that Spurs team kind of made me think they'd have a chance. I wouldn't put it past them winning three in a row, but it's not going to be easy.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Our number 3-713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. See, I'm a perfect 9-0 now on Jong Snow. If you missed any of the first 2 hours, any of what you heard there, all available at podcastarena.com. You can also go check out the quick session that we did on Facebook Live, which kind of screwed with one of our breaks, but that's all right. That's all right. And it's been a fun show. We had food from Revelry on Richmond. We had beer from Revelry on Richmond. And AJ's going to be out there Saturday. So a fun show so far.
So far, so good, man.
281 says, God, y'all are making it hard for Baylor fans to keep listening. We're not the ones that made it hard, man.
We're making it hard for who to keep listening?
Baylor fans.
What, do you want us just to pretend like everything's on the up and up there? I mean, if you don't want to listen to what's happening at your school, then don't listen. I mean, if you're a Baylor fan, again, it comes down to what are you more a fan of, football or protecting women on campus? And if it's football, then I don't even care if you listen.
And getting back to something we talked about with the coaches, Lamont mentioned Eric Mangini in his first year with the Jets, but Mangini was actually calling some plays before he took that job. So he was a secondary coach, but he was also helping call plays under Belichick, technically. And then, of course, how did that work out long-term? And then somebody mentioned Art Shell. Art Shell was 4 games under 500 for his career. That's probably the best ever for a guy who went from offensive line coach to head coach. 4 games over 500.
Did you see that our competition is doing a lineup shuffle again?
I did not.
Did you see this, John?
Yes, I saw this late last week.
I figured you were in the know. Why don't you tell me about this?
I think Jason Barrett wrote an article. I mean, I guess it kind of, I overlooked it, but Jason Barrett had an article about it, and I think Craig and Lamont wrote something about it.
Yeah, I saw today that apparently the new lineup, the new morning show over there,
yeah,
because Nick Wright left, Seth Payne, Mike Meltzer, Robert Hensley, and Jim Mudd. What do those guys do? Robert Hensley and Jim Mudd. I thought they're both producers, aren't they?
Well, aren't they?
Hensley is a producer.
Yeah, I would assume
so
that.
So what's Jim Mudd, the update guy?
I have no idea.
I can't imagine they would add a third person to.
No way.
Those two guys. So that makes a lot of sense. I have to say that's what I would do.
It does make a lot of sense, and I'll give you my thoughts at the end of this. The midday show now. John Lopez, Cody Stutes, and Dante Hall.
Crickets.
Okay, here's why I'm going to say, and I'm sure 610 thinks this is a great idea. This is why, John, what are your thoughts on it? You're the program director around here. What do you think about
that?
Well,
honestly, I thought Meltzer and Payne had the best show on that station.
I agree with
and
that.
They
we
were,
all, we
they
all
were,
agree with that.
And if they had the balls, they would move them to drive time, but they didn't.
Well, I mean, morning drive is also very important.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I mean, I would say they're equally important, frankly.
So here's why I think this is great news for our station. 790 is almost dead already. You know, the Lance Erline is the best thing they've got over there. This is going to give him competition. And here's the thing about I think Seth and Mike do a good show. If you listen to Mike and Mike at our station, which I hope you do, then, I mean, you don't really care what's on the local side because you're listening to, to listen to Mike and Mike. It's a national show.
You might have listened to them in middays, though.
You might have, yeah.
Yeah.
Now they are putting John Lopez, who is one of their weaker talents. I won't say their weakest because we already know what I think of that. But one of their weaker talents in middays. 790 is basically dead in middays already. This is good news for our guys over here. I mean, for Salisbury and Granado and Raheel, it's good news for them.
That's great news for them.
Yeah. I'll go up against John Lopez all day. I wish to God that, I mean, if I had a job where I could compete against John Lopez every day, what a life that would be. But, no, I think this might be a good thing for our station.
You know what? I don't really care what the other guys do. And honestly, I don't worry too much about what the other guys on our station do. As long as we do our show right, as long as we occasionally do something stupid enough to get attention and have fun the rest of the time, it really doesn't matter what the other guys do. But I do want the whole station to do well.
That's what I'm saying. Listen.
But you know what? I'd rather us do well because we're beating their asses, not because they're shuffling their lineup and putting guys into slots where we might do better. I'd rather us just across the board beat everybody's ass. That's my humble opinion. So I'm interested, and I think that, you know, I if I were over there, I've said that all along, I would have put Seth and Meltzer in the mornings. It's a better show. But,
and I think one of the problems that they're dealing with over there is that the impending sale of CBS Radio, and I don't think they want to put any more money on the books.
You can't go out and hire some big name guy right now. Anyway.
Yeah, which is why they've promoted a part time guy to do full time radio
In the middays.
Yes,
is that Cody Stutes?
Yes, it is.
I've met that guy before. He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, I've heard him a couple times. He's not bad.
I think he's. I mean, I guess you got to get in where you can at some point.
I do wish they'd get away from.
Wouldn't be ideal to start your radio career, your full time radio career, in there with John Lopez. It's a lot of work.
Well, I think until they know what's going to happen with the whole CBS thing. You know, that's, you get in that time slot on a station that has the NFL team. It's good for your resume.
Yeah.
So, I do wish they just quit automatically throwing whatever former football player they can find onto the station, though. I think at some point, you know, you've got to have the right guys. I think Salisbury is terrific. This is a guy, though, who's been doing media at a high level, ESPN level and, you know, Dan Patrick show level and things like that for how long now? I think you have to have the right guy because most of them are just window dressing. I think there's some pretty good ones, and Seth's one of them.
Dante Hall's an Aggie, though.
Yeah.
That's what they're going with, I'm guessing.
Good luck with that. I mean, I think Ted does a good job, but and Henry, who's on our station. But I also think that's kind of the crutch now, is let's go find a former football player and throw him in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't work all the time. But I
don't even know who that football player is that works with Adam Clanton. Am I crazy for not knowing that guy?
Is that Sean Jones?
Yeah, he was like with the Oilers and I think the Raiders before that. I mean, but way long time ago.
Long time ago, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we played for the Oilers. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. So, and I mean, that's fine. I mean, there's some very talented people, but anyway, let's.
Yeah, I always like to see what's going on with I always like to see what these other stations do. They're always making changes, which I think is good for us.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've been in the slot now for how many years? Well, we've been a team now for what, 6 years? I think we've been in the slot for over four now. You know, so as long as we just keep doing what we're doing,
but that's because we're badass. These other guys suck. I mean, they eventually got to make some changes. I get that, but still.
No, I have a lot of respect for anybody who's doing this for a living, and I don't. You know, there are guys that I would listen to, but I've always, and people think I'm lying about this, but I don't like listening to other shows for a lot of reasons, especially local, before I go on air, I don't want to hear them talk about something I was planning to talk about because it might affect how I do it. And I hate that because...
Yeah, well, I don't listen to it very often because I just don't like sports talk.
Yeah, well, and it, honestly, what I always listen to music. You know what I listen to now before I come in? Is that damn NHL Network show that's on at like 2 o'clock. It, with the two hoser guys, like Laughlin and Boomer. That's and
couple hosers.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the Penguins were thinking in that third period last night, eh? But it's the playoffs, so I'm listening during the playoffs. There, I'll find something. I'll listen to Howard or I'll listen to music in the summer.
I listen to Howard every day.
But even that, I don't want to listen to too much because if he does something really cool,
yeah,
and it's something I was thinking, hey, we might do this, then I don't want to do it. And that's not really right either. So at least when we come on, there's nothing stolen. If it's something somebody else has already done, it's not because we stole it. It's because, all right, guess what? A lot of people have the same ideas in this business. But I want it to be fresh, and I want it to be my take, and I don't want it to be influenced by what anybody else does.
Disco says, why didn't they move Paul G out of that night slot into midday? I think he's pretty good. I think the reality is they had to keep – there's only one reason John Lopez has a job. It's because he's got a bunch of sponsors tied to him. They probably can't push it to a night spot because then the money's not the same.
So I'm not as down on him as you are, but I've known the guy for 25 years, so it's hard for me to sit here and rip on him. I think he was one of the best columnists in America. I don't know that maybe this he's not as good at, but you know what? There's not a hell of a lot of columnist jobs out there, and there's not a lot of newspaper jobs, so I don't dislike him as much as you do. But I don't listen. I don't really listen, so it's hard for me to say.
But you would agree that, you understand why they've got to keep him.
Well, sure. Why do you think Rich Lord has? Rich Lord has a job because he's got
absolutely
sponsors.
That's only one reason. You don't think Sean and Ted could do that show without Rich Lord? You're crazy if you think that they need that guy to do a show.
No, you know how much better that show would be if they didn't have Rich Lord?
That's Rich Lord's the best thing going for our show.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you that now.
That's why some of you come over here. But
yeah, I hope they keep Rich Lord forever.
Yeah, as long as he's there and just
I hope he keeps making that station a bunch of money and he gets a lot of endorsements.
I hope that 790 keeps Charlie forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
And they keep him in the afternoon drive slot forever.
Right there for the rest of his life and more importantly, the rest of ours. I don't really worry about that.
The only thing I could think that would be better is if they paired Charlie Polillo with Matt Thomas. And let those guys do radio.
Man, do you remember when they paired poor Lance with Charlie? How awful that was! Oh. That might have been the most brutal
show
I've ever
heard.
How do
you think Lance feels now?
What are you saying?
Listen,
hey, I love Lance. Lance is one of my favorite guys in the city, and Lance,
I think he's very good at this.
He's also one of the reasons I'm in radio. I mean, he and I go way back, and he's one of the reasons his blog got so successful at the Chronicle was I hired him to do it. So. I have a little sympathy for him, but for the most part, like I said, I respect everybody who does this.
I
wish him all the best, but I'm just going to go out and do our thing, and if we suck, then that's on us.
I'm lucky because I didn't know any of these guys before I moved to this market, so I can hate them all the same and actually just, I don't have any personal relationships anyone.
I like a lot of them. Not Rich Lord. I have no use for him, but I like almost everybody else. I appreciate them all. I want to beat their ass, but I'll also buy them a beer next time I see them. Because I like chatting with him.
You like chatting with Rich Lord?
No, I specifically said not him.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, if I saw Lopez out somewhere, I'd love to have a beer with him and talk about the old days. And
I'm sure he might be a nice guy.
He's a great guy.
I don't know him. I don't think I've ever spoken to him. I've just heard him on the radio a couple times, and I think he's terrible.
No, I think he's a terrific guy. I really do. And there's really nobody in the city that I don't like. I don't know Charlie well enough to like or dislike him, so I don't really care. I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't know any of these guys. I know them on the air only, and I know who I think sucks and who I think doesn't suck
that's
on
fair.
The air.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's all I'm saying.
And Rich Lord, I have no use for. Everybody else, I haven't either. I've either not met them or I have met them a couple times, and they're good people. And I hope they all have jobs and they do well. And I still want to stomp them. I want to stomp them in the ground when we're on the air.
Of course.
And then afterwards, buy them a beer and
And it's weird for me too now with Pendergast being like our competition.
Yeah,
because that guy was here and I knew him.
And he's one of the nicest
he's
guys
such
you'll
a
ever
nice
meet.
Dude, and I think Ted is a really nice dude. I've never met Rich Lord, so I can only judge him based on what he does on the air, and I think it's terrible.
Well, I can just tell you this. I can almost promise you, there's not a single person in this city that's ever met him that likes him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Go ask John Granato about him someday.
Okay.
He can give you a lot more detail than I will.
Well, have Granato call in. Can we call Granato?
What we have to do next segment is you guys have to get lined up because we're going to be giving away a $50 gift card to Quaker Steak and Lube to the best. What are the odds? So call, get lined up. Whoever has the best what are the odds call, next segment, you have to hold on through the break. You are going to win the $50 gift card to Quaker Steak and Lube.
All right, guys, I'm going to tell you about 5-11 Tactical. If you're an outdoorsman, if you're looking for clothes that are going to make it easier for you to conceal carry, 5-11 Tactical is the spot for you. It's for all the outdoorsmen out there in Houston. It's an authentic and first tactical brand that specializes in outdoor gear from head to toe. They created superior innovative products to survive in outdoor conditions. These guys are brand innovators making purpose-built gear for the most demanding missions. And I tell you this all the time. If I had half this stuff when I was in the Army, my life would have been so much easier. I know what it takes to survive out there in harsh conditions. 5-11 Tactical has the gear to help you survive in those conditions. The store truly is an outdoorsman paradise. They've got a little bit of everything. They've got the everyday weatherproof shirts and pants. With hidden pockets for concealed carry guys, fitness gear, boots, bags, backpacks, gun cases, slings, holsters, knives. They've even got 5-11 yoga pants for you ladies out there. Stop by the new 5-11 Tactical store located 5870 Westheimer Road. They've got the laser shot simulator in the back, so you can go through it's almost like a police course, it seems like, with the laser shotgun. Really awesome for everybody, all ages, including grown-ass men like me. You're not going to want to leave this store. Check out the new 5-11 Tactical store today. Tell them AJ sent you. 5870 Westheimer Road, 5-11 Tactical.
ESPN 97.5.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
This What Are the Odds segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. I'm going to respond to something real quickly here, though, because Lott's asking, well, if you know these shows suck and you say you don't listen to them. Of course, we've listened to them in the past because, for one thing, a day's off, sometimes I'll listen if I'm driving around. I specifically said I won't listen on a day when I have a show to do. And he's like, everyone in the media listens to everyone. Might not be like P1s, but that's the biggest true lie. You can believe that all you want, brother. I have a lot of respect for you. But if you really think I'm sitting around listening to those guys all day like you do, then you're not nearly as smart as I think you are. So,
well, I don't listen to...
I just don't care enough. I've heard them.
I don't listen to terrestrial radio anymore.
No, I don't either. I'm pretty much all about SiriusXM.
I listened to the other shows in this town when I got to the market because Dave Tepper, who was our boss at the time, told me it was a good idea to get to know my competition and get to know what.
Well, yeah, and he always insisted on that. So I would,
smart.
A couple times a month, I would take a day to listen to everybody. And that was smart. But I think we're at the point now where I really don't give a rat's ass what anybody else does.
But especially as far as morning radio, I almost never hear morning radio because I don't wake up until 9 or 10 every day.
And I don't go anywhere in the car. Well, you probably take kids to school sometimes, but I don't go anywhere.
My wife takes kids to school. The only time I get up early is if I'm training.
I'm not in the car until noon at the soonest, and sometimes I'll listen to Granato and Salisbury if I do listen, but I don't. I honestly can't tell you the last time I listened to those guys. That's why when people say, did you hear what so-and-so said about you? No, I didn't. Sorry, you're going to have to hear what they said about this. No. And how many times have you heard us do that? Now, if I do listen, I make it a point to say, yeah, I was listening to Sean and John today, and they said this, and I think it's a good topic. But in general, no. I mean, I honestly, the last time I heard the morning show on 610 was when the Herman thing happened because people were texting me and telling me, you need to be listening to this right now.
No, I just heard it because somebody,
and I flipped over, and then I listened to the podcast of it, and then I went and, well, after the podcast, we had him on, so it was real important to know that. That's the last time I think I've listened to that show.
If one of the other stations does something that's funny, people tweet me about it, or ridiculous, people will tweet me about it and tell me, and then I'll go seek it out. But
yeah, but I mean, if that's your, not everybody's you, man. Not everybody's sitting there listening to every single show all day long, man. I don't. I don't have time for it. I got better stuff to do. And I'm not that interested. And, yeah, at some point, if ratings go down and somebody's killing us, yeah, I'll go listen to see what is it they're doing that we're not, that we can be doing better. But I think that's the last time I've actually sat down and listened to one of their shows was that. Mm. And yeah, so my opinion of Seth and Mike probably is about a year old. I mean, who knows? That show may have sucked for the last year. All right, let's do the what are the odds. Let's blast through them. Best one, stay on hold after you give it. Best one, we're going to give the $50 gift card. Jim, you get to lead it off. What's up?
Sports, boys.
Sports to you.
All right, so I was wondering, what are the odds that AJ's mom moves to Denver and makes enough money selling her special carrot cakes that she's able to buy out Fred's $2 million offer?
No, my mom won't move. My mom doesn't like to leave her. Like, she lives on a big ranch in a tiny little town in Shiner. And getting her to leave that town is like a chore. She just does not want to go anywhere. She's an old hermit now. So I don't think she's going to move to Denver. But she does make a bomb carrot cake.
Let's try Q. What's up, Q?
What's going on, fellas?
Sports.
What are the odds we see another Mayweather fight before we see Triple G versus Canelo?
I'll go 80% Mayweather first.
I'll go 90%. I think he's going to wind up fighting McGregor.
All right.
Jose. Jose.
Sports.
Hola, Jose. Sports to you. Deportes.
Hey, I was wondering, what are the odds that the Texans win the AFC South and could actually make some noise in the playoffs?
I think we hit this earlier.
Yeah. By noise, do you mean win a playoff game? Or win two playoff games? I mean, what does noise mean?
A playoff game would be noise. But, yeah, I'm going to go, I think it's about, I'll go 30% they win the division. I'm making noise. I don't know.
One win, I'll go 35%.
Okay. That's fair.
I still think they 40% they win the division, but I don't think they're going to win a game, so I'll leave that at 40% also. All right, Jason.
And sports to you, sir.
Sports to you.
Just wanted to say I'm an Ohio nut job, and what are the odds that Tom Herman, Kenny Guyton, and Braxton Miller make Houston Ohio State fans?
Make Houston Ohio State fans?
Well,
I mean, NFL fans don't care where these guys went to college.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who want their guys there, but once they're good.
Yeah, they don't care.
Hmm.
Like, is DeAndre Hopkins turning into such a great receiver, making you a Clemson fan? I don't care about Clemson.
Yeah.
Now, J.J. Watt's the best player on the team. You think there's a bunch of Wisconsin fans running around? Nobody cares.
Yeah.
They care about good players. They don't care where they came from.
All right, let's try Dustin.
Scott.
Hey, sports.
Sports. What are the odds that Vince Velasquez has more wins at the end of the year than Dallas Keuchel?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it is.
I'll go... Man, the Phillies still aren't going to win that many games, I don't think. I'll go 44%. A slight lean to Keuchel.
Yeah, but oof. All right, Randy.
Isn't it great that Scott Feldman, the guy who pitched the 10th inning or 11th inning last night for the Astros, he's making more money as a long reliever than Altuve, Springer, and Correa combined this year. Isn't that something?
That's baseball, man. Randy.
Hey, guys. What are the odds that Art Briles lasts longer as head coach at Baylor than Charlie Strong does at Texas?
Art Briles or Charlie Strong, who will last longer?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm going to go Charlie Strong.
I'll take Briles. I don't think this is going to get him.
Man.
Andrew.
Yeah, what are the odds that Keith Mumphries doesn't make the 53-man roster for the Texans?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good one, too.
Hmm.
wide receiver is so difficult right now. I don't know who's going to make it, honestly.
Yeah, I think it's 50-50 on him, though.
How many wide receivers would you expect they'd keep?
Well, you got to figure.
Don't give me names yet. Just give me a number. But names-wise,
I mean, you're obviously Hopkins. You just drafted Fuller.
Hopkins, Miller. Fuller.
I think Jalen
Braxton
Strong.
Miller, Jalen Strong.
Cecil Shorts.
Those are probably your guaranteed guys. Then you're looking at Mumphrey, Josh Lins.
I think Mumphrey is the borderline guy there.
Yeah.
So.
That's tough.
All right, one more. Adam. And then John will pick a winner.
Tough.
Hey, now. Sports.
I was wondering, what are the odds that J.R.R. Martin has an elevator at his house, and on the hold door button, he has a picture of the actor Hodor?
Oh, my God, please. No, you do not win, sir. You do not win. I have heard that joke 200 times over the last 3 days. In fact, there's one in one of the elevators in my place. Stop it, all of you. Shame.
All right, John.
Did you guys like any of the Twitter ones that we had earlier?
I already forgot about them. Pick one off the calls. I forgot.
Okay. Let's give it to Randy. He had the Art Briles. He had the Art Briles. Charlie Strong question.
All right.
You and Lamont fighting on Twitter. It's like mom and dad fighting at the dinner table.
You know, he's sitting there. He obviously did not. He's trying to act like one thing he said is what I'm talking about. He basically called us liars by saying we didn't listen to other shows, and he needs to go back and listen to his own tweets. And frankly, I'm done with it. I've tried to respond to you, and I'm just going to ignore you like I do everybody else who is totally misunderstanding what I'm saying because I clearly misunderstood what you said. And that's it. No more. You want to talk to me? You got my email address, but I'm not going to sit here and do this with you on public Twitter when you're not making any sense to me.
See, I don't like this.
Sorry.
I want everybody to get along.
I love him, but I'm not going to have somebody call me a liar and then try to say, "Oh no, I meant this." That's fine, but you know, at least you know what? I respect you enough to respond to you, but I'm done with it. Do you want to continue this debate? You got my email address. You got my phone number. You can call me on either one. But I'm not going to sit here and do this with you on Twitter because that's stupid. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Join the line in order, you
pick. Winner, introduce me to you. You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports fan.
On ESPN 97.5.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. So, Randy, you won, but you hung up, so call back.
That was dumb, Randy.
Yeah. So, I don't like debating
people. That was dumb, but it was dumb.
But call back. You win. So...
bad choices.
Yeah. And this is why I don't like debating stuff on Twitter, because people will say stuff and they don't get their point across, and then they get all upset because you took it a different way, which it's very easy to do. And that's why I don't get into this stuff. So if you really want to have this debate with me, you know where to find me. I'll be happy to talk to you about it, but I'm not going to do it on Twitter. You're making me look stupid and you're making you look stupid. I think I have the job I want to do. I want to be a hockey play-by-play guy. Have you heard some of the stuff that those guys do?
Remember Brian Benway?
Yeah.
He was a hockey play-by-play guy, wasn't he?
I think
he worked
was.
For like some, I don't know what the hockey league was. It's some, I mean, obviously a minor league thing, but he used to work here and he'd talk about, he worked in like Amarillo or something like that, Lubbock, yeah. Which that'd be a miserable place to be a hockey play-by-play guy, right? Yeah. You want to be like an NHL?
No, man. I want, you know, I'm going straight to the big leagues. I'm not doing the little stuff. Because, like, every one of these guys is ridiculously old, so they're all going to die soon. So there's about to be a bunch of jobs there.
I mean, you're no spring chicken.
No, but I mean, I'm compared to these guys, I'm a teenager.
Okay.
Have you ever heard the Penguins guy? The Penguins radio guy?
Fred, how many times do you think I've listened to hockey on the radio
well,
in my life? I want you to put that out
there. This guy's like 80.
Because, I mean, and maybe you'll call me a liar, but I'm going to tell you now, I don't listen to hockey on the radio.
Yeah, well, if you'd bet on some of these games I gave you, you would.
Even if I do bet on them, I just let it happen.
Okay. But he was doing this like stuff last night. They win. Time to buy a new pair of shoes.
What's that mean?
I have no idea. That's what makes it great. See, I'd be doing stuff like, put Gwyneth Paltrow's head in the box. What do you think? Would that work?
I don't think that'll work.
Hmm. Sansa, it's Ramsay behind you.
No, that's...
Okay, that wouldn't work either?
No.
Damn. Okay, never mind. I thought it'd be a good fit there.
I remember when they used to talk about on SportsCenter putting the biscuit in the basket, and I thought it was the dumbest thing.
Yeah, because it's not really a biscuit.
He puts the biscuit in the basket.
Gwyneth's head in the box, no?
No, that's...
Damn. That's not, see, I think that'd be a great call.
I don't like that.
Let's try... Timothy.
But don't let me ruin your dreams.
No, my dream's over. That's it. If you don't think that's good, I can't do it. It's fine.
It's just not for me. And I'm not your target audience anyway.
Well, I know, but I'm not sure.
You know I'm not going to listen.
If you don't like that, then... Anyway. Let's try Timothy.
Sports.
Hey now, sports.
What are the odds Johnny Manziel gets busted for drugs before Josh Gordon?
I don't think anybody's going to... I'm going to say that Josh Gordon gets busted first because somebody's going to test him, because I think Josh Gordon's still technically on a roster, whereas John Football doesn't have a job and is highly unlikely to get one in the near future.
And, man, every day he shows up on TMZ with something.
Like, let's just say you wanted to take one of those guys as a lotto ticket. Josh Gordon, we know at his best, is a game-changing NFL receiver. Johnny Manziel at his best might not even be good enough to play in the NFL.
He's not even a CFL receiver.
You know? So, I'll go Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon will get many more chances than John Football, because Josh Gordon has proven he can play in this league.
Oh, see, that's a great idea. 281 says maybe just on power play goals, just scream, "What's in the box?" That's perfect. I like it. What's in the box?
I think, you know what? I think maybe you should give up this dream. Just stop.
Really?
Yeah, it's just not for you, maybe.
Okay. Fine. We'll hear what Paul has to say then. What's up?
Sports, Paul.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing sports.
All right. I was wondering if I can play What Are the Odds Wednesday.
And yeah.
My question is, what are the odds that the Oakland Raiders get the wild card this year? I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Ooh. I do like that one.
I think the Raiders are one of those teams. I think the Raiders are almost they play in a tougher division than the Texans. But I feel like the Raiders and the Texans are close, you know? I feel like the Raiders have a big up arrow by them. I think I'll give the Texans a slightly better chance of making it. So I'll go 30% on the Raiders making the playoffs. I think I said 33 on the Texans, right?
Yeah. I think that division's going to be down, though.
Could be.
I think the Chargers are going to suck. I think the Broncos are going to be down to an 8-8 type team, which means it's either going to be the Chiefs or the Raiders. But we'll see.
Yeah.
So I'll still go 30%, though. Because, I mean, the Broncos could still... I could be right about Paxton Lynch. He might be the one. Man, are we already down to the last segment?
I forgot today was Wednesday.
You didn't do death, did you?
No, I did not. I forgot today was Wednesday.
Son of a...
Jong?
What a fail.
I know.
You know, we'll just make some up.
It's super hot in here today.
Yeah, it is. Why can't we... It's amazing. We either freeze to death in here or... We sweat like baby pigs. Today's a sweat like baby pig day. Quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 975.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 975.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Sudfest 2016, the fourth annual beach party and volleyball tournament, is back, presented by Landshark Lager. We kick off the summer with a party each year on the first official Saturday of summer. Join us on June 18th on East Beach. We have volleyball divisions for all levels of players, and this year we're giving away ESPN gear, tickets, and four-night stay to any Red Roof Inn in the U.S. Sunfest is courtesy of the Galveston CVB, the Galveston Parks Board, Gulf Coast Volleyball Association, ESPN 97.5, and Landshark Lager, and Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis coming up next. See, I just had an idea for a game. We do, it doesn't have to be a hockey call. It could actually be a touchdown call like your guy does, you know, with his rock and roll.
Rock and roll,
but we do it as lines from movies and see if people can guess the movie. Like, okay. His name is Robert Paulson.
Okay, so we have to do it in a play-by-play voice.
Yes, yes,
but using movie quotes.
Right.
Would that be? Does that make it harder than just saying regular movie quotes?
Well, a little bit, because, you know, some of them you might be yelling, so people can't really make it out as well. No, it's not really any harder than just...
Because if you're doing it just in a weird voice, doesn't that make it kind of like male golf or female
golf? Yeah, it
kind of
does.
Food?
Never mind. So we'll just do movie quotes. Fine. Now you motivate me.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. Like that?
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll just say, now you motivate me. What movie? And then people will guess. So you're right. I was just trying to find a way to...
E.T. Phone Home!
That one's a little too easy.
Oh, too easy? Yeah. Damn, okay.
No, you need stuff that's kind of out there, you know?
Okay. All right. How about...
Like in the poker game of life, women are the rake! Women are the bleeping rake!
I like to use really obvious ones.
Okay.
That way, like, if you don't get it right, you're just a dummy. Like,
okay.
Toto, I've got the feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
See, that sounds like something one of those guys would use.
May the force be with you.
Okay, that's a good one.
Or like, Luke, I am your father. Boom.
People are actually guessing these on the test.
The first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club.
See, now we've already had a Fight Club reference, though.
I know, but that I like the easy ones. You try to make things hard. I like them easy. I'll be back! And then people would wonder if, like, I'm a play-by-play going to break, or actually quoting the Terminator.
Exactly. Ronnie says...
You can't handle the truth!
You're just... you know, I'm just.
Are mine too easy?
I'm just going to go put the chick's head in the box and deal with that. I'm going to go find some woman on the way home, put her head
Bond!
In the box.
Bond! James Bond!
Yeah, I think I'd guess that. Well, now, wait a minute. That would be hard because which movie? He says that in every single one.
It's clearly Dr. No.
Oh.
Did you not hear the inflection in my voice?
No, I did
not.
No!
Yippee-ki-yay, mother...
Yeah, okay. Again, he used it in more than one movie.
That's true.
So,
but again, that was clearly from Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Of course it was.
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
See, I would rather be more subtle.
Why so serious?
See, I would go with, I won't kill you, but I don't have to save you. See, that's more of a.
I like it when it's a little more obvious. Okay.
Ronnie says, just some info. Pigs don't sweat. That's why they roll around in mud. Okay. Thank you for that, Ronnie. I will. I'm just off on my science today.
And look at me! I'm the captain now! You like that one?
Okay.
What was the movie?
I have no idea.
John, you know?
That's Tom Hanks' movie. I forget what
it's
called.
Captain Phillips,
yeah.
Come on!
Was it?
Yeah, if you don't say it in the African accent, you can't really tell.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember.
Look at me. I'm the captain now.
See, that's what makes it a little more hard. If you take something like that and do it in play-by-play voice, it's a little bit more difficult.
Stupid is as stupid does. Boom!
Get busy living or get busy dying.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Arians beat us. Say what again? Say what again, mother? Does Marcellus Wallace look like a bitch?
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a really good one. Okay, I think this is just an awful idea, and I'm not going to have a voice left.
I think it's actually pretty solid. This might be something we could do from now on.
No, somebody says Dan Le Batard does the same thing with the Miami Panthers. Not funny. What are the Miami Panthers?
That's a made-up thing.
Yeah, I have no idea. Well, Le Batard does it. I'm not doing it because I know it's not funny. So, which is why I don't listen to other shows.
That's right.
Anyway, there was a thought. It was something to do while, because we didn't have deaths. We could have done deaths in play-by-play voice.
Yeah. All right, last one. Here's Johnny!
Yeah?
You don't know that one.
No, I have to, come on, man. It's a Shining.
My job, my goal is to make one that you can't get wrong. Like, if you get it wrong, you're just a dummy. Fred's are like, you know, they make you think. I don't like that.
Okay. Well, so you're kind of going with what the Craig Gass did with Peyton Manning.
Yeah. Like, okay. You should almost, the answer is almost
Omaha.
Easy.
Yeah, okay.
You talking to me? You talking to me?
You know what? I bet most of our listeners are too young to even remember that one.
Oh, that's a damn shame. I mean, that movie came out before I was born, but you have to have seen it.
Yeah, or you've at least seen somebody making fun of him doing that scene.
You have to. Yeah,
right?
I hope you haven't just seen a parody of it. I hope you've actually seen it. Hmm. But maybe people haven't. I'm sure people haven't.
I'm sure they've seen a parody.
That makes me sad.
Biscuit says she was laughing so hard at AJ's voice, she fell off the treadmill.
Nice.
Thunk. Don't die.
If she dies, she dies. If she dies, she dies!
If I could change, and you could change, maybe we could all change! That's the same movie. Alright. I just want to...
How about this one? I am Iron Man!
I don't know. What movie is that from?
If you don't know, I'm not going to tell you.
All right. Good job, Jogley. Good job, AJ Hoffman. We will see you guys again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the world's game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 to 9 p.m.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.